Please bow. Dear God, thank you so much for the opportunity once again to come before you in prayer, Lord God. We thank you for the opportunity to come before you in worship. There have been many problems, Lord God, and many trials and tribulations during the week, Lord God, but right now we leave it all before you. We pray that you will come and you will be with us, Lord God, because you said wherever two or three are gathered in your name, Lord God, there you are in the midst. You said that you inhabit the praises of your people, Lord God. So please be with us today, Lord God. Help us to experience you so that when we leave this place, Lord God, we'll be able to tell somebody about the goodness of God. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Just to be close to you. Just to be close to you. Just to be close. My desire is mine. Just to be close to you.
Just to be close.
Just to be close.
Just to be close to you.
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to be close to you. There is nothing we can do that will bring us closer to you, just except by stretching out our hands and make ourselves available to you and lift our hands and say, Lord, take me. Take me. And then you hold on to us and pull us close to you. So, Lord, we have come now standing and sitting and kneeling before you. Please pull us close to you. Father, we have come with our hurts and we have come with our sins, and we ask, oh Lord, have mercy. Wash us with the hyssop and the blood of Jesus Christ. Scrub us clean. Oh Lord, there's nothing at all we bring but our empty, willing hearts. Fill us up this morning and clothe us in your righteousness, dear Jesus, so that we may appear before you bold, forgiven, assured. Lord, this morning we kneel and we ask, how long? How long, dear Lord? How long shall we remain in our present circumstances and in our pains, in our sicknesses, in situations that tend to pull us down? How long, Lord? So this morning, Lord, we come before you. We bring our children before you, Lord. Father, we bring our families before you. We bring our young people before you. We bring our members before you. Father, we bring all that we have and all that we are before you. Lord, fill our hearts with your spirit. In times like these, when your return is soon to be, when you are pouring out your spirit around us, help us, O Father, and give us the heart and the mind to be willing to open up and receive your spirit, that we may receive an outpouring of your power and your spirit, so we may be prepared for your soon coming. Lord, this morning I present this church to you, our members, those who are here and those who are not. Those who would like to be here but cannot. Father, I pray on our behalf this morning that somehow your presence here this morning may touch each and every one of us. That we may look beyond here and now and just look upon the many blessings that you have waiting for us. So, Lord, now we come. We want to ask for strength to live the life that we have. That things that tend to overcome us, that we may become conquerors with Jesus. Things that may tend to push us and distract us, that we may be focused. Give us the strength that we need. Give us the power that we need. Rebuke the enemy on our behalf, that we may be faithful, so that when you come in the clouds of heaven, on that day soon to be, all of us, those we have loved, those we have ministered to, those that have ministered to us, those that we have longed to see, those we have gone to see, those who have heard us, those who have we have heard, that we may all be worthy and ready for your kingdom, receiving that salvation that you have granted us without one atom of work on our part. This is our prayer this morning. And we remember the King as he breaks the bread of life today. Speak through him. Touch us. Melt our hearts. Fill our hearts with your spirit. And when we've heard from you today, may we go home prepared and ready. Be assured that you have really talked to us today. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, let all God's people say, Amen.
We're going to sing a song that we sang before. It's called I Shall Wear a Crown. We want to really think about when we make it over, when this is all said and done. Because if you don't believe, either you believe in God or you don't believe in God. Either this is going to be over one day or it's not going to be over one day, okay? So we're going to sing about I Shall Wear a Crown. Don't just pay attention to how good the music sounds. Pay attention to what it's going to be like when you make it over.
I shall wear a crown.
All over.
When it's all
everybody.
Tell the story how I made
say
it
how I made
over.
It over.
Woo! I'm gonna put on my robe.
Tell the story
how I made it over.
You guys, think about it. Joining with us.
four favors. Sister Lenny sings the special music this morning. I would like to bring one or two items to your attention. We have visiting with us today the former pastor of this church, evangelist David Richardson. Pastor Richardson is visiting our church today, and we just wanted to welcome him officially to our church, and he'll be offering our benediction today. Pastor, you want to say greetings to your church? Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. What a blessing to be in the house of the Lord one more time, just to spend time with you and to share in the goodness of God and the land of the living. I believe that the Lord is coming soon. What about you? Amen. So we are a people preparing for the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Once again, greetings from my family to yours, and we're so happy to be here to worship with you in spirit and in truth. God bless you, and have a wonderful Sabbath.
I think I saw his son here today.
Thank you.
All right. Just to update you, you remember Pastor Drummond had mentioned to you about a lady that you met when you went out the first Sabbath. You remember? She was here last week. We visited with her before that, and she promised she was going to be at church last week. And I came back. I asked if she did come. I was told she did come to church. And the good news is this: that she has been admitted into a good place. Shall I say? They know. Okay, they know where it is. So. We don't want things to linger, but she needs to be in a place where she can be made whole. You know what I'm saying? So she was dropped off this few days by one of our elders, and we're following up on her, and her heart is here. Let's pray for her, and that is something that we need to, as a church, be thankful for. There are prayer for her and her family, because there are other issues that we are trying to deal with and help her sort out. But with God on our side, everything will work out just fine. This morning, as I mentioned to you earlier, Pastor King is here with us. Pastor George King is not new here, but it is our tradition to welcome our visitors and introduce those who speak for us. Who speak to us. So Dr. King has been brought here today by his wife, and Sister Jermaine. Jermaine is there, looking forward to hearing and receiving from him. So we're thankful that you followed her today to one of your churches. So thank you. Keep doing that some more. Now we are happy that he's here today. I told you a few weeks ago that he'll be coming, and when he comes, sometimes he comes with some things, but today he has come with some monies. What do you say? So if you don't tell us, you tell us tomorrow, right? So he'll be meeting with the board tomorrow, so the details of that will be explained. So, Brother Greg. We have good. So we have something to smile on. So we thank God for you, Dr. King, and for the ministry that you have been. You are an example for our people. Continue to do the good work that you've been doing at the conference level. And I know it's not an easy work, but we support you, and we are praying for you. So after the music, the next voice you will hear is that of Pastor Dr. George King, the man of God. Hear ye him.
I'm going to preface this song with a praise, just a small praise, and then when I get to the song, you'll know exactly where I'm going. A fresh anointing right now flowing in the A fresh anointing right now flowing in the atmosphere. Let the winds of heaven's favor come and rest on me. Lord, I hear a shout of blessings. Thou art scattering full and free. Showers of blessings are so refreshing. Let some drops now fall on me. Even me, Lord, even me, even me, Lord, even me. Let some drops now fall on me. A fresh anointing right now flowing in the atmosphere. Let the winds of heaven's come and rest on me. Lord, I hear a shout of blessings. Thou art scattering full and free. Shout